And I said, I don't care if you're cold and you're homeless. I'm going to take your shoes and I'm going to bring them home. I'm going to store candles in them.
That's not nice. Homeless people need their shoes.
Right. Whatever.
You shouldn't reveal this side of yourself on podcast. We're rolling.
Can't tell you what I get up to on a Saturday. God forbid. Right. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, voted number one person in the UK. And we just found out we are the most listened to podcast in the Vatican. Amazing stuff. Ho, ho, ho. Merry, merry Christmas. This is going out in December, probably shortly before Christmas. And here I am in all my Christmas glory. I don't have a Christmas tree because honestly, I think it's just such a waste of like either a real tree or like a bit of plastic. It's going to end up in landfill. So I don't really do Christmas decorations. However, I have had this little jumper for a few years. My dad got it for me one Christmas because I do love Lidl merch. I also have a Lidl t-shirt. And yeah, it's lasted me a long time. I get it out every Christmas now. If it was up to me, I wouldn't wear it at all. But because I'm online and I do content, around Christmas, you have to do sort of Christmassy stuff. Which is annoying.
Are you wearing Lidl ironically or are you a huge fan?
I am a genuine huge fan of Lidl. I love it. I love to spend time in the middle aisle perusing the goods. Because, I mean, you can find some really great stuff there. Although, to be honest, a lot of stuff would be like, oh, you know, it's only here for a short time only. But you can literally find the exact same product on Amazon normally. But still, I think it's like the fact that they do like the limited release makes it more exciting. You know, you're like, oh, this is only here for a few days. I've got to get it while it's only here for a few days.
It also feels like stuff that you wouldn't search for on Amazon.
Yeah.
So you'd never come across it. It's just you accidentally see it in a little bit. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
And my dad does a thing where he gets like the catalogues and like he tells you what's coming next week.
Lidl have a catalogue.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have like a sort of, yeah, it's like a little brochure comes out every like week.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, and you pick it up in store and it tells you what's coming next week. So then you know and you can prepare. You know what days to go on to get the latest drop. So yeah.
Lidl, the company that keeps on giving.
Yeah, really. And I am a little bit of a fan of them.
Way.
So what have I been up to? This is, right, guys. If you enjoy hearing me ramble on, This is the first episode of just me in a while on YouTube. But if you want to see more of these, you've got to go to our Patreon, where I do a lot more of these. There will be more episodes dropping over Christmas for the Patreon. So yeah, go check it out over there. But what have I been doing? I did speak on the Patreon. I recently did some stand-up comedy. Ooh. And you can see I did a little set on Patreon, didn't I? And I absolutely killed, didn't I?
Yeah, I mean,
murdered, I believe they say. You were in hysterics. You couldn't get off the floor. You were laughing so hard.
All I say, it was funnier than I expected, that's for sure.
Funnier than he expected.
Put that on your tour poster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Funnier than I expected.
There you go. I mean, what can you hope for? So I've got hair in my eyes. Gotta look good. It's weird. We don't. Obviously, I'm self-employed, so I haven't got like a Christmas party this year. Do you have a Christmas party?
No, not usually. Depends on no. So short answer is no.
So if the Kat Baker Show had a Christmas party, it'd be you and me.
Well, I mean, this is it.
This is the Christmas party.
We should have had a drink.
Yeah. Or if I had a or if I had the Cat Baker business at a Christmas party, I guess I could invite Ben, my TikTok assistant.
Yeah, or you could do like
there'd be three of us.
Or you could do a podcast party where you get all the guests down, but then you have to like plan.
Yeah,
and none
of them would come, I'm sure.
they only come selfish. They've only been on the podcast selfishly.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't think anyone would come to that. Yeah. Although I am actually I go to like a co-working space now to do editing sometimes, because I like to be around people. Otherwise, I'll just be like in my flat all the time, or at a coffee shop where often the Wi-Fi is not working properly or like whatever.
Yeah, you can't rely on it sometimes. Yeah. In a bar or a coffee shop, you can't always rely on it.
Yeah, but the co-working space I'm going, like they're having some Christmas drinks on Fridays.
Does that mean you're just having drinks with a lot of people you barely know?
Some of them I've met before and sort of, I'm more so know just like the receptionist really.
Do people see what you're editing? Do people look over, like do people, oh that looks.
I don't edit porn when I'm there. I do, well if I'm my, I will sometimes edit photos if I'm like.
Because at the end of the day.
Up against the wall.
But at the end of the day,
see.
It's perfectly legit for you to be editing your porn because that's what you do. But I wonder would anyone look at that and go, you can't do that here. Be like, well,
yeah,
it's my
I
job.
Feel like you couldn't do that.
No, you technically speaking, you couldn't, but it's legit for you to do it because it's literally your job.
Yeah. No, luckily I actually spend some, like editing TikToks takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
So I'm normally doing that or like podcast stuff, like doing thumbnails and things. Because obviously I have the best thumbnails in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I have a pretty decent thumbnail here. No Christmas party.
Christmas party.
I'm trying
party.
To think of what Christmas parties I've had in the past. Like,
Did you ever have, like, a snog the wrong person, sleep with the wrong person?
Definitely, no. I've never worked with anyone remotely fuckable.
Thanks.
Good, but, like, I worked in, like, the mental health sector and... Yeah, the people there are like very nice people, but not attractive. Not like if you worked in a bar. There's always someone sexy working in a bar, right? But not in adult social care. And I don't know. They just feel a bit awkward, don't they? Work Christmas.
Well, and years ago when I was like 20. No, when I was like 19. I had a Christmas party hookup.
Really?
But it was. I worked in a supermarket, right? But she was like the customer service girl.
Okay.
Which feels like it's one step up from the checkout girl.
Right.
And I was like on the floor. It was floor staff. So it feels like floor staff will hook up with the checkout girls and it's kind of okay. Mm. Where she felt like she was like one rung above. Even though she wasn't really, it just felt like that. And we had a little cheeky hookup, even though we knew each other, like we kind of half knew each other for 2 years, and it was very much like nobody would have put us together. Ooh. And we were in a relationship for 2.5 years after that.
Oh, well, there you go.
So that was that.
There you go. Yeah, no, I... Also, if work hookups turn you on, I just made a video for OnlyFans, like POV, pretending to be your work hookup.
Don't tell them you pretend.
Yes, yeah, real. It's real. And you're really there watching it. I remember our Christmas party. They would just be like, I remember one time we had a Christmas party and they had it in like November. I was like, this is too early. I'm just not feeling this. But there's that Friday where most Christmas work parties happen. I think it's probably this Friday.
It might be, yeah, because it's never the week before. It's usually 2 weeks before.
Yeah, and you just see people sort of in their work clothes but like completely smashed and like the Christmas earrings or like Christmas jumper or whatever. And I saw a TikTok the other day and it was this girl being like, do not be the last one at your
Christmas party. The same video.
I was like, that's so true. If nothing good happens from being the last one, always go early.
Yeah, like go and mingle and enjoy it, but leave at like 11.
Yeah, like I remember like one of the ones I went on, and like the boss, the manager of the service I worked for, like she kept buying us more and more Prosecco and things. And I wasn't the last one there. But I think people stayed and apparently got really like messy and you think, oh my God. And then you got to but then you've got to like get really pissed with your boss, but then you've got to like
it's the boss thing. It's the boss thing. That's
yeah,
weird.
Instructions like, from like
people
them
have
one day.
People have stories of like, you know, doing coke with their boss and stuff, yeah. And then it's like, yeah, I don't want my boss to know. In fact, somebody on the podcast said that a while ago. Who was that? Some guest was talking about they did coke with their boss, or they nearly did coke with their boss, or something. Anyway, can't remember. Who did we have before the last one?
Cool.
Somebody was talking about doing coke with their boss. I swear they were, but it's gone out of my head.
But talking about, you know, having a good time with co-workers.
Yeah.
I did something nice for you.
Really? I was just going to say, because I never have Christmas parties with work because I'm freelance, I never get any work presents.
Well, I got you a present.
No.
Yes, I did.
I didn't get you anything.
Right, let me give it to you.
Okay. Oh, wow, it's in a lovely presentation box. Let me just... Should I open it now or later?
Yeah, open it now, open it now. Tell everyone what you
think. Oh, my God,
I've
never really... Oh, my God. This is weird.
What?
We're working together. You can't give me shit like this.
What's wrong with it?
It's very inappropriate and disgusting.
Go on, show the camera. Show the camera.
No, cannot show the camera.
No, go on. It's fine. Show the people.
It's too much, Kat. It's too disgusting. I can't do it. In fact, I'm leaving it here. Take it back. No, you made it weird.
I'm sorry. Tried to do something nice. It's the last time I'm generous.
I was really excited there for a minute. I thought you did something really nice, but it's a bit much.
Right, well, let's move on then. Let's move on.
Happy Christmas.
So, stuff has been going on in the news recently. Jay-Z.
Ooh, maybe dropping allegedly, I don't know.
Allegedly.
Well, you don't have
been
to.
Been noncing. Yeah.
Wait, do you have to say allegedly if it's actually been in the news? But it's not. It's not legit news. It's still all of it.
Jay-Z is not going to sue me.
Fair.
I don't think.
No, I don't think he is. But this could be your viral moment.
Like I think in this particular case that it is this girl. I think it is made up just because the lawyer. Is if you look at he's a bit of a cheeky look, like he's throwing a bunch of cases at the wall trying to get as much money as possible. However, I have no doubt that Jay-Z has maybe not fucked a 13-year-old, but like has done some terrible stuff with women. I'm sure
it's also the affiliation with P. Diddy, because him and P. Diddy are like they're almost at the same level, like they're both the biggest rappers in the world. Not so much. Like, P. Diddy's not so much the biggest rapper, but he's the biggest music label guy. Yeah. And that's...
Jay-Z will be guilty of something, but I don't think it's that... I don't think it's this person.
I feel like Jay-Z is less weird. He seems one of the wholesome ones that's moved away from...
But, I mean, people are convinced him and Beyonce are, like, the Illuminati.
People are convinced that Beyonce is Satan. I saw a whole TikTok video before about, like, the whole Illuminati vibe, but it was, like, a compilation of loads of people thanking Beyonce... in their award-winning speeches. Mm. But it was like, I want to thank Beyonce. Like, why is she thanking Beyonce? She's got nothing to do with Beyonce. So it's like Beyonce's pulling the strings. Which, to be perfectly honest, like, Beyonce probably has this mad power in the music industry.
Yeah.
Does not mean she's the devil.
Yeah. That's just capitalism. Yeah, exactly. Like, that's just how it works.
It's her being a mogul.
The more influence and money you have, the more powerful you are.
Exactly.
It's not like a conspiracy. I do love it when people, like, when people say about conspiracies, they'll be like, oh, there's a secret cohort of people running the world. And it's like, yeah, that's billionaires.
Yeah, I think the reality is there is weird shit happening out there. There is people that probably go to these weird billionaire parties. Some of them are probably, you know, sex pests and pedophiles. But that shit goes on. But it doesn't mean...
Most of them are probably just normal parties with coke.
But I also don't think, you know, the whole babes. Someone's eating children.
Yeah, I don't think...
I think that construed... Like, I bet there was a pedo story in there. And somebody was like, they're eating children. Yeah. Like, no, I think there was just one or two nonsense.
I think out of anyone that's probably eating children, it's probably like... someone who's starving or something. I don't know.
Did you ever hear
it's probably happening in a weird village somewhere in the middle of nowhere. I don't think it's like...
It's not happening with the Hollywood elite or
yeah,
the
I don't. I think it's more of a like... poverty thing. I don't know.
I mean,
not of, the poor, I, all the poor eating.
I know you're not gonna like this being a vegan, but I think animals get eaten before children in those places.
Well, no, once all the animals have gone.
The animals are easy to keep reproducing, no?
Not if they all get struck by a certain illness.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah.
That happens.
So we went from the Hollywood elite to like deepest, darkest third world countries.
So I'm sure that has happened somewhere. But yeah, so that's new. And then obviously, what else new? Oh, the guy, obviously people are thirsting for the shooter of the guy, of this United Health CEO.
I don't know this one. You have to tell me this.
I don't know how you could know this.
Go on. But my,
I have not been able to see anything else.
Give me some context. I don't know.
Okay. So a guy murdered this, like the other day, assassinated the CEO of a health insurance company in the US.
Okay, that's what I read. I read the headline of
Yeah. So, and it's funny because, well, firstly, like I personally am like, I'm obviously not like pro murder, but I do genuinely think how...
Is this like a kill the rich? Is this where you're headed with this?
Yeah, I don't believe in kill the rich, but I believe health, the concept of health insurance in America is so evil.
Oh, the American system,
And he is the head of something that is so evil. I'm like, if you're going to kill anyone, that's the kind of people you should kill. Like, if you're doing more assassinations. I would YouTube will flag this.
Controversial. Oh, yeah, don't say the T word. Jesus.
Beep. Can you beep when I said that T word?
Yeah, just in case, because I've heard
Yeah, I think if you're going, like, those are the kind of people you should go for if you're going to go for someone, not like fucking kids at a concert or whatever. Yeah. But
you're definitely not inciting anything.
No.
This is comedy.
And it's kind of like, I think if like the health insurance thing, I'm surprised that hasn't happened sooner. But is it the system
that's broken, not the health insurance people. Like the health insurance people are
because apparently they've been doing really horrible things recently, like just denying people coverage for I can't remember. But they not only is it the system, but this company do specific practices that are like disgusting. Like they denied a bunch of old people like life-saving medication they're just horrible.
Yeah, I still feel that's a product of the American system, the American medical system, but it's people taking advantage.
But like, how could you sleep at night? Being the CEO of a company like that, and he got something like $12 million a year from this company.
It's mental.
But they caught him because firstly, he was masked and everything. He'd done a pretty good job of it.
The killer.
But the only thing they were able to track him down for was he stayed in a hostel the night before in New York, and he had an exchange with the receptionist at the hostel, and they flirted a bit. So he pulled down his mask a bit, and there was CCTV. They got a little bit of a lower half of his face.
Wow.
And so he's like, because of pussy, he gave himself up. But like, and but they
or even the promise of pussy.
Yeah, but they caught him, and he's very attractive.
Oh,
he's 26, ripped. He's American Italian, but the internet is going wild because they're like thirsting over him. And
is his headshot? Did his headshot? Not headshot. Sorry, mugshot. Did his mugshot?
Yeah, he's a handsome guy, but also. People found his Twitter and they're looking at all the stuff, and he's kind of funny and nerdy. I don't think he's like, he like obviously has leftist sentiments. I don't think he would describe himself as like a leftist, but he's like obviously sort of anti-establishment whatever.
It almost sounds like protest.
Kind of stuff in girls
sorry,
love.
This is Luigi Mangione.
Yeah, Mangione.
Mangione, oh, okay. Yeah, I guess he's a happy, smiley, chappy, good-looking guy. Got some eyebrows on him.
Yeah, but he's sort of... His Twitter is just funny. And I think he listens to like Charlie XCX and things. It's kind of shit girls love.
Yeah, like he's not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So people, yeah. He is going to get so much punani. I mean, like, I don't know.
It's like, you know those stories where people go to prison and yeah. they have, like Charles Manson, was it Charles Manson? A load of other serial killers, Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
They have like people, women messaging them going, when you get out, please, yeah. please.
But those people only had like mental women after them. Whereas this guy has got like everyone. All women after him.
Interesting. Mm. So there's another funny news story that I came across.
Okay.
You liked the movie Wicked, didn't you? You talked about that a couple of weeks ago.
I haven't seen the movie.
Oh, no, sorry, you were singing this, the soundtrack. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know Mattel? Mattel who make Barbie?
Yeah.
They're getting sued by a mother.
Right.
Because Wicked toys came out and there was a misprint on the back website. Wicked.com is an old school porno company.
Oh my God.
From California. So hold on. So toy giant Mattel is being sued by a mother who says her daughter accessed porn website with a link via the packaging of a Wicked doll. The company released dolls of characters played by British actress Cynthia Erivo and US singer Ariana Grande for the film version, blah, blah, blah. But instead of featuring the address of the movie's website, a porn site sharing the name of the movie was mistakenly printed on the packaging. Wicked.com is an old school.
So what is the real website for the Wicked movie?
I don't know. I don't know. It could be like Wicked probably, Film yeah, or Wicked Movie. Wicked filmed, and it, generally speaking, nowadays you don't need a website for the movie because people see it on social media and YouTube and all that stuff.
But also, surely they would have guessed that wicked.com will have been taken.
That's what I mean. It's too obvious. Yeah. But I don't think it's the movie company that did it. I think Mattel did it by accident. It says the mistake
and
was...
And was it to my porn?
It was catbaker.co.uk. Oh. On the back of Wicked, they had catbaker. How did they not know? Catbaker.co.uk. So yeah, but like proper, like a mother is putting in a class action lawsuit. The toys got recalled. Toys got recalled very quickly, but it was too late. This mother's daughter, this kid showed her mother pictures. They went to the website. Oh, no, the kid went to the website and showed her mother pictures of hardcore porn. And she's like, wow. So she's suing Mattel.
Oh,
I think that's
God.
Hilarious because Wicked is like flavor of the month right now. And it's really obvious when you think about it. Wicked.com sounds like a porno company.
It does.
And they are.
Yeah, Wicked like, yeah, it sounds like Vixen, the last one, isn't it?
Yeah, there's loads of them. Like, loads of them are old school porn companies that have, like, they've been going for, like, 20-odd years, but they really use the internet well.
Mm.
And I'm sure you've heard stories of, like, you know, Pornhub put a lot of porn out of business. Like, because it was, you know, all the porn was free.
Okay,
like, back
about
20 years ago, whenever Pornhub started, it put a lot of porn. It shifted the porn industry and people were freaking out and, like, losing business and all that stuff. But the companies that, like Wicked and stuff, that went online and did it properly, kept going.
Were you of the generation that had to buy magazines? Or was it like FHM?
I came across some magazines, no pun intended.
Yeah.
I did. Ew. I did see some magazines, yeah. I think I might have bought one ever. I'm sure I bought one when I was like 18.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm like, well, I'm an adult, it's fine. But at the same time in my head, I'm like, this is like, feels like it's wrong, you know what I mean?
Right. I can't believe people used to have to go in and be like
the top shelf stuff.
Yeah.
And then they started putting blackouts on the thing. Because
yeah.
you could, like, I remember being really young going in and just looking at the top shelves.
Yeah.
And like, you see boobies. But then they started like putting like black sheets in between them.
Oh, I remember like, I mean, it's crazy that the Sun had Page 3.
Well, the Page 3 thing was weird.
Yeah, it is weird. That... And
but what was the other paper? It was a British paper that we'd get every now and then in Ireland.
Star?
No, but it was like, it looked like a normal paper, but it was just tits. It was the Daily Sport. That's what it was. It was the Daily Sport. It had like one or two pages of sport and then like eight pages of like, not hardcore, yeah. but like a little bit more full
I
on.
I think
the page
Americans three. Won't know this. Like for any Americans watching, may I explain? This is actually kind of crazy. Like in the UK... For the longest time, up until maybe like 10
it was,
years
it, I think
ago.
About a decade ago, it was deliberately.
Yeah, because
like
I remember
ended.
We were having the protests like to when I was at uni. That's I remember signing a petition to get rid of Page 3.
So woke.
Funny, I now. So,
ironically,
I'm pro porn, but I agree it should not be in the Sun newspaper.
Yeah, but there was also a weird thing with, like, you know, wasn't there like 18th birthday countdown timers and stuff with those girls? And they were all like,
I mean, who's it, like, Samantha Fox was 16 when she did 16? It. Yeah.
I thought it was.
Because for a while, you could be 16 and do it.
Oh, shit. I didn't
know
that.
So in the 80s, there was. Right. So there's a newspaper that's called The Sun. It's like a really shitty newspaper. It's like a tabloid.
They hate The Sun in Liverpool.
Yeah. It's a newspaper for idiots. But, like, on page 3, they would always have a topless pussy, wouldn't be out, would it?
No, but it was the most casual. It was just like a really nice portrait of a really good looking girl, but she just had her tits out. It was very normal. It wasn't like, look at my tits. It was just like, here I am.
Yeah, a woman with her tits out.
But I remember hearing, like, sometimes it was on the woman's 18th birthday. I didn't know the 16 thing, but it was literally, apparently it was,
but
a,
they
few
would do that. But then in the 80s, yeah, there was some girls who did it who were 16.
I did not know that. That's
because that, which was legal at the time. Jesus. And then, because the age of consent in the UK is 16, but it's 18 to do porn.
That's when once you get naked, it's a different,
Yeah.
It's weird though, but yeah, it stopped and it's.
And yeah, but so they probably got, but about 10 years ago, after a bunch of campaigning, they got rid of it because it is. However, you could argue, like, I'm obviously pro, like, free the nipple. Like, I feel like women's breasts shouldn't be sexualized. Yeah. And they should be able to get them out. So I think the only solution to it would be, in taking that into account, would be if you have a naked woman and a naked man. True.
Or, like, I don't know, what's the context where you see a woman half naked but it's not sexualized? There's very few, and, like, the one,
like, breastfeeding.
Yeah, well, no, not. I'm thinking something that would be in a newspaper. The only possible thing I can think of is the indigenous tribes that you see occasionally.
Yeah. Or like naked bike rides.
Stuff like that, yeah. But the page 3 stuff, they were like 18, 19-year-old girls, but that was completely sexualized.
Yeah.
There was no doubt about it. It was for the old men reading the paper.
Yeah, so weird.
Might look at the history of page 3. Your internet might not be strong enough, but... like, when did it... I'd love to know when it started and the culture... Because if you say to anyone in England and Ireland, page 3, without any context, you don't even need to say newspaper or the Sun, you say page 3, they know what it is. It means tits. It's funny.
And then, like, page 3 girls would be, like, kind of minor celebrities in the UK.
I'm sure some of them went on to be glamour models and they did
it. Yeah, and they'd be, like, big, like, Celebrity Big Brother and stuff. There's quite a few of those.
But, like, more power to the ones that made some kind of career out of it. But if there were so many that probably instantly regretted having their tits all over the news.
Yeah. Agent. Now you can get your tits out even further to millions of, more than the population of the UK, to the population of the US as well.
The whole
by
world.
By posting them online.
The internet is worldwide. I don't know.
And what
a
world
this.
We live in. You know?
You would never do that, would you?
Huh?
You'd never do that, would you?
No, absolutely not. That's disgusting.
What's your website again?
Catbaker.co.uk for good, clean, Christian fun.
We're almost half an hour in, just so you know.
Christian Christmas.
Do you have any Christmas stories of ye old past? Like, what did you do for Christmas when you were, I don't know, a kid or teenager? Or is there anything that stands out that happened one Christmas?
I always remember... the time I got a hamster for Christmas.
Oh.
Me and my brother both got a hamster each. And my dad showed, last Christmas, my dad got, like, he'd managed to put together all the home videos we'd done over the years.
Oh, nice.
And there is a video of me and my brother getting the hamsters. And apparently my mum had to put the hamsters at my granny's house, like, the night before to like, so we wouldn't find them, and then brought them over in the morning. But apparently the day before, like, my one had escaped.
Oh, no.
And it got lost in the house, but they managed to find it in the end. But yeah, I had my hamster. Mittens and Tibbles, they were called. But yeah,
I had a hamster when I was younger. Did you put them in the hamster ball?
Yeah.
And did you hear them milling around the living room? And then did you ever look and the hamster ball is open and the hamster's not there?
Well,
it opens.
I then ended up getting another hamster later on when I was, like, a teenager. And that hamster, a couple times, went downstairs in the ball. Like it rolled down. It was fine, but it was a bit shocked.
Imagine getting into a hamster's head and just knowing what's running around in the ball.
But yeah, so that was fun. Fun times. What was I going to say then?
Christmas.
Oh, no, this unrelated. I've had some complaints recently.
Oh.
About my podcast.
Oh.
Apparently, I've had a few people say this. I have vocal fry.
Vocal fry?
Mm-hmm.
What's vocal fry?
Should I know? When you go like that.
Oh.
It's like...
I mean, I edit like, this. The only criticism I have, and I actually meant I wanted to say it to you, but haven't needed to. But there was once, I said it to you ages ago, and you stopped doing it, but you've kind of started doing it again.
Is it the,
no, yeah. It's saying yeah to guests.
Yeah.
As in like, you're, the whole point is you're a professional interviewer, essentially, and you have to just let them speak.
Yeah.
Like completely, let them speak completely clean.
Yeah.
It came out, it didn't happen with our last guest. As much, although I haven't edited that yet, but there was a few. Again, not as much as it used to, but it's kind of creeping back in.
I noticed that recently. I was watching back an episode and I was like,
yeah.
I find it so hard to not do it. But imagine, this is how I talk in real life.
Yeah, but imagine.
In real life, I go, yeah.
But imagine you get some gold and you want to clip it and you're just over it. Yeah.
Because I was with my, I was with a friend the other day and she was like, you always go, yeah. I was like, yeah, I do. Yeah.
Do you remember me saying it to you months ago after?
Yeah.
So this vocal fry thing, that's nothing that's ever jumped out at me in the edits.
I think I noticed it a bit in the Lola episode. I was watching it back and I was like, yeah, I'm frying a bit.
Interesting.
I'm doing some vocal frying. It's when
Is it when you're thinking or when you're, like your brain, is it when you're like, the next thing you're going to say?
Yeah, or I think when I'm a bit more low energy.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm a bit more chill, I'm a bit more like. Bleh.
Like the special episode we did that time. Well, on the solo episodes, you like, there's more gaps between the sentences and it's a bit like, but it always feels like it's just your vibe. But when you have a guest.
Yeah.
When you have a guest, it's more just like, it should just like be more concise, but hey.
God, I need to. Yeah, because I remember on my like the first episode.
What was your very first episode? The very, very
Agostino.
First one. Okay.
Yeah, the YouTuber. And
yeah,
well,
that was the first episode I watched.
The first time I watched it back, I went, oh my God, stop saying yeah.
Oh, so you noticed it yourself.
I noticed it.
So when I said it to you, you were like, I know I do that.
Yeah, and I messaged Agostino. I remember before it came out, and I was like, I was just watching back, and I was like, oh my God, I say yeah so much. And so I was like, oh, I need to not do it. And I remember I like put in the description, I was like, I'm apologizing in advance. Like, this is my first episode. Like, I apologize for saying yeah. So I made a conscious effort not to do it. And I did stop for a while. But yeah, I've been doing it recently.
Yeah. I meant to
what
say
what episode was it where I was going, where I was doing it a lot? Was it Lola?
I feel like it was maybe Lola and the one before Lola. But today on our guest episode, who we won't reveal just in case this goes out first. It didn't feel like it was there. But like I said, I haven't got into that edit yet. So
I think I was a little bit more conscious of it this time.
Maybe. I meant to say it to you, but I forgot to say it to you, but obviously didn't need to. But it's definitely something that I will ping you every now and then if it becomes too much.
I think in the Freddy episode, I said, yeah, quite.
Maybe. But there was like, again, sometimes if it's a guest like that, a lot of stuff flows, not the end of the world.
God, it's just like, I can't.
I mean, you're a professional talk show host.
I wonder basically. I wonder if there's like hypnosis for it.
Did you ever think you'd be a talk show host? Because, you know, technically you are.
I always knew I'd be the star of something. I always thought I'd be the star. You know.
Thing is,
well, I'm doing improv at the moment. And.
Oh my God, you're so cool.
Whenever I go, I know, thank you. And whenever I go, like when I went to. In the first session I did, whenever I am in a new group of people around improv or perform something, people always say to me, they say, are you from an acting background? Like, have you done acting before? I'm like,
oh. Are you sure they're not just making chit-chat?
No, they were dead serious. It was like, I was really impressed. I feel like you've done acting before. And I was like, well, I have actually.
Technically speaking.
Well, No, not the porn.
No, because that's real, of course.
Yeah, because that's real. But when I was like a child, I used to do like youth theatre.
Oh,
like
so
my local youth theatre.
Like a theatre kid.
Yeah, so I did it. I did, because my dad was an actor and taught, failed as an actor and then failed as a drama teacher. But he always wanted me to do act. Like my dad was devastated when I dropped history. When I was doing, for GCSE, I did drama, art and something else. But I can't remember. I went to one or two sessions of drama and I was like, I didn't like it. And so I dropped it for history. My dad was like really upset.
And sadly,
I gave up drama.
Sadly, your dad will never know that you're a talk show host, because that means he'll discover certain things.
Well, I tell him I do a podcast, but apparently my brother said to my dad, obviously he was like, whatever you do, don't look up a podcast.
Does he know what a podcast is? Because a lot of that generation don't.
I don't think he really
people might understand and go, oh, is that like a radio thing? But now
I asked him if he knows who Joe Rogan is and he doesn't. But, he has no idea.
Fair. But there's also like the concept of podcasting might be explained to somebody and you go, oh, it's an audio thing, like a radio show. But really it's not, like nowadays most of it is like a YouTube. No. It's like a TV show on YouTube.
Yeah. So but yeah, no, I did youth theatre. I was in, but I never had any big roles. I was always the background.
Like you played a tree.
Yeah, but I was still bloody good at it. And because it taught me to do stuff like, you never turn your back to the audience and things like that.
Well,
when I do improv with people and they haven't had that training, they will do that. And I'm like, no, turn around.
Well, I've shot a lot of documentaries and when you're shooting people like who aren't used to being on camera, the one note I give them, and I want to scream at them sometimes, is just like, open up the camera. You have to be aware of the camera and open up to it.
Right,
like,
yeah.
It's obviously if someone's an actor, they might know that, but they're also, you know, an actor is also going to, sorry, in a narrative film, they're going to take direction. You can go cut, you can tell the actor, open up the camera and then retake it. But if it's a fly on the wall documentary and you're following someone around, you have to tell them beforehand. Like if you're speaking to someone, turn and open up the camera. If you're saying something about the situation, like I've made music documentaries and I was following a musician around, I'm just like, just open up the camera. But it's a huge thing.
Yeah. Yes, because we were doing practice on Monday and a guy like, he kept turning his back to the audience and I could see, like, turn around. You want to, like, turn around. But yeah, I do that.
But everyone knows actors are weird.
Yes. However, don't get me wrong,
I've got friends who are actors and they're great, but like they're all a weird.
Well,
like,
okay, I was having this conversation with two friends the other night, and actors are weird. Yes, but we were discussing, would you rather date, as a woman, a comedian or an actor? And I was like, an actor, because comedians, obviously both an actor and comedians, they have narcissistic tendencies, of course, but comedians are driven by the goal to prove something. So they have a lot of toxic behaviours, whereas some actors will often do acting just because they love the art of like acting.
And it's easier to say, someone else wrote that, I just performed
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Whereas comedians, like, it's...
Comedians is far more ego than actors.
But also two things, if you're dating a comedian, like long term...
They're whores.
No.
They literally cannot keep it
well,
in their
maybe
pants.
That's the case, but I don't know. But I'm more so thinking about just lifestyle. They work nights all the time.
Yeah.
They tour all the time. And they might end up writing a bit about their partner.
Yeah. And at the same time, women throw themselves at them, even if they're mid. Like,
but there's one of the comedians that I really like has a lot of bits about his wife, but he has to sometimes rein it in a little bit and go, oh, she wouldn't like that. And he talks a lot on his podcast about the wife, but he's like, he stopped saying stuff about his sex life because apparently she told him off. And that's the co-host of that big podcast that we know.
Oh, okay, yeah. But yeah, so I think actors are generally better people than comedians in terms of like,
there is a toxicity.
If you're getting
surrounded.
A relationship on. But actors I've met in real life, it's funny, an actor can be like meant, they can be so handsome on screen and attractive on screen, when you talk to them in real life, they're like so boring and weird. Yeah. I can't describe them. Actors are just weird fucking people.
No, they are. I know. Like I said, when I was making indie films in Dublin and working on the indie film scene, and we were going for drinks, like, you know, you'd have networking stuff, and you'd always have a group of the indie film scene in Dublin. You're making friends with actors, and they're lovely. They're great, but it was always the other filmmakers that I became like better friends with, whereas the actors were just a little bit different.
Yeah, there's something.
But again, some of them are great. But and then you have to. I don't know what happens when they get famous. Something shifts. It's either for the worse or for the better.
Yeah, and then like I have family who work in the industry, and like some of the stories they say about really famous people, and just saying they're utter nightmares, because you can imagine you're, because these are people who for years have had people telling them they're amazing and they can do whatever they want. So
yeah, there's also a certain elitism that comes with. You get, if you're working on the high end, like high end film, high end TV, even like talk shows and stuff, doesn't always have to be acting. They get used to just leaving the house in their baggy tracksuit bottoms with no makeup on whatsoever, and then having a whole team dress them and make them up. And they never have to think like that themselves, because someone's doing it for them all the time.
Yeah,
that's probably a factor. However, pulling it back to like normal dating, like having an actual partner. Apparently a big trait for women, like massive trait for women, is a sense of humor, making them laugh. So therefore, a comedian in theory would make you laugh. Is there anything to be said about that?
Yeah, it's true. But it only works for so long, I think.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Is that not? I thought that was like more lifelong trait.
Oh, I don't know. It depends. Can that make up for shit things?
But you want to be laughing, you know, you want to be laughing with your partner 20 years later. Maybe you don't agree with that.
Yeah, I guess you do. You do, but yeah. Right, well, let's do some Am I the Arsehole?
Right, we're 42 minutes in, by the way.
Okay, let's just do
so
these quickly.
We'll do one, we'll see what time we hit, and then we'll do
and then do the last one.
Do you want to do that?
Yep.
Will we do them in order?
Yep.
Okay. So, Reddit, I am the asshole, yeah? This is what these are. So... No, am I the asshole? No, I am the asshole. So
I'm the asshole.
Someone's post was, am I the asshole because I don't want my husband to sleep with his mom? ? Dramatic pause. Don't get too excited. My mother-in-law moved in with us when I had our second child a few months ago. Since then I've learned that they sleep in the same bed and claim it is a Cuban tradition. They're Cuban. I told them to stop doing this, but I know he's sneaking out. He's sneaking over at night. So obviously, just to be clear, it's sleeping in the same bed as the mom.
And they're fucking. Although, to be honest, they probably are fucking, because that is incredibly weird. And that is definitely not a Cuban tradition, I'm sure of it. Sleeping. Men who have weird relationships with their mothers like that are the ones who end up like murdering their families. Those, like, the ones who are like really coddled by their mum and baby by the mum, those are the guys that end up abusing women, because they have this, they get installed this weird like narcissism in them. So I'm surprised she's like, there must be this, her husband must have some weird things that he does to have that kind of relationship.
But maybe do you reckon it could be a Cuban tradition? Because there's certain cultures that, like...
Well, I looked in the comments and it was like, that's definitely not
a Cuban. Okay. Like, what you really want, you want to see other Cuban people going, no, no, it's not. You want other Cuban people to confirm that it's not. So you know.
Yeah, well, it's not a thing. Yeah,
okay, fair.
I think it was like, they said it's when they're kids, it's kind of common, but not.
Yeah, I think that's always the case with children. And then, like, you get to a certain age, you're like, I want my own bed.
Yeah, it's like, well, shitting in a nappy is normal.
Yeah, exactly. There's certain things that
are, but when you're an adult,
certain things that from a certain age, it's just a hard no. So
I think there's that would make me think there's some kind of incest.
Really?
Yeah, because
it's weird.
I mean, at least, even if there's not direct sexual contact, there's something weird going on. Either way, it's not healthy. That's incredibly weird.
So if you had advice for this woman to talk to her husband.
Yeah, if I dated a man and I found out that he slept in with his mum, they shared a bed sometimes, and not in like a maybe you had a shared bed because you stayed over one night and...
But if that's the case,
have a spare bed,
as an adult, you go, I'm just going to get a blanket and sleep on the floor.
Yeah.
Sleeping on the floor is not the worst thing in the world for one night.
Yeah, I had to share a bed with my mom like a few years ago at a travel lodge because we were at my cousin's wedding and we shared a double bed. But
actually, I feel like, do you feel like women do it more often?
Yeah, I wouldn't want...
But you know, some women are like really friendly with their mom. Like the proper, like, oh, we
sisters do it a lot.
No, but I know there's some women out there who are like, as they get older, they become super friendly with their mother. And if it's not like, if the mother had them at like 20 and it's like a 20-year age gap and, you know, there's...
It would definitely be less weird if it was something they did very occasionally.
Like if they went away for a weekend or whatever.
Yeah, but if they were sharing a bed on the regular, that's fucking weird still, regardless of gender. So I would... If I knew a guy shared a bed with his mom pretty regularly, I would dump him. If I was already married and had kids with him or something and then found that out, I don't know. There must have been some red flags before that because I bet he has other weird behaviours.
It's amazing the stuff that people will let go.
Yeah.
Or sorry, will ignore for a relationship, apparently.
So I would say... If he doesn't stop, I think go to couples therapy.
Or maybe, yeah, maybe he just needs to go to therapy on his own. As in,
yes,
the wife,
someone needs therapy.
The wife should maybe sit him down and go, listen, it's not really normal. What if you saw a therapist on your own, deal with certain things, and then if we need to approach couples therapy, we can.
Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, you're the expert here, not me.
I am the expert. The expert on everything. Now, what's the next one?
So we have a Christmas-themed one.
Oh, wow. Cool.
You might know who this is written by, actually. I don't know. He's quite a prominent figure. Am I the asshole for not delivering presents to Chinese children? I am Santa, and I decided not to deliver presents to children in China this year because I couldn't be bothered. My back hurts, and there's so many. So many children in China. Does this make me racist?
Wow, thanks for writing in, Santa. Didn't know you were it's from the Am I the Arsehole Reddit, of course. But no, these have been directly written. That was directly written in by Santa. He is a fan of the podcast. Nice of you to get in touch, Santa. I don't think it is racist to not give the children of China any presents this year because there is too many of them and we are in a culture of overconsumption. Plus, isn't that where all the elf factories are probably in China nowadays? So,
not Lapland, no.
Yeah, no, I think they're all in China. So they've already got all the presents there. So there's no point in him taking them up into the sky then back down again when they're all made there, so he might as well.
China's big though. How do you get them from, like, is it all regional?
It is big.
It's very big. One of the biggest.
I don't think it's bad if Santa leaves Chinese children off the list. I guess, you know, I want them to have a nice Christmas, but I think that's all right, Santa. I think political correctness has gone too far nowadays. You know, you can't say anything without offending people. But Santa, if you're going to hurt your back by delivering a present to every child in China, then miss it off your list. Maybe miss India off as well if you don't want to push yourself too much. You know, there's a lot of children in those countries. Although I think China's on the decline, isn't it? Because of the one child thing,
I think
it's kind of had a knock-on effect.
I've heard different things over the last decade that like they've taken that rule away and it's back and it's now it's too... I don't know. I never read too big into it because you hear the stuff in the West about China and that could all just be... You know, there's a rumour that any story that we hear from China, as in that the West hear about China, could be a CIA... what's the word I'm looking for? It could be the CIA. Let me rephrase it.
Propaganda.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a theory that any story that we hear in the West about China is CIA propaganda.
But that's Chinese propaganda as well.
But that's the thing we don't know. There is there's Chinese propaganda
there's
and there's
truth
CIA
in both.
Propaganda. That's the thing.
Like,
weird...
the CIA lie about stuff. But I have been to China and it is a fucking weird place.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
What part were you in?
I went Beijing. But interesting. Like, my mate was living out there for a year and she speaks fluent Mandarin. And there was stuff.
Is she like British Chinese?
Or yeah. And we went, and there was one time we were in the taxi and the taxi man was like talking to my friend in Mandarin. And he said something like, he said something negative about the police. And my friend was like, I'm not going to say anything because I feel like he could be trying to catch me out to say something bad about the state and then like have me under arrest. Like, shit. There's loads of shit you can't say or do over there because of the state that, oh, yeah.
Interesting.
It's weird.
I'd like to see it, but I don't know. I'd like this. I have a couple of reasons why I'd like to go to China. One is like I used to train a Chinese martial art and I'd love to go.
Which one?
Wing Chun. Mm-mm. It's a form of Kung Fu, but I'd love to like go over somewhere in China and like do a Wing Chun class because apparently it's like, it's very different and meticulous and it's just, it's way more of the culture. But that's from Hong Kong, I think, so it's a bit more, the place is a bit more westernized. But I'd love to see China, but at the same time, I don't know, it's a lot of weirdness.
It is weird, but I think out of all the places, like, okay, so I only went to Beijing and Xi'an. Xi'an is where the Terracotta Army is. But like, I think out of all the places go, Beijing is the best because Shanghai is like, you know, it's all the sort of, it's the sort of mega buildings and like, it's all very modern.
Like the, yeah, it's like
whereas Beijing still has, it has all the modern stuff, but it still has some of the old school little Chinese alleyways.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what I'd love to see that. Like I've played video games. I've played video games that are set in China, and you know they're quite accurate, and some of them look amazing. Yeah. But it's like,
a lot of those things, the government are just getting rid of them. But like the little streets, but there's still some there.
But look. We live in London, we have Chinatown. You go to New York, you have Chinatown.
Yeah.
Chinatown.
I went to the Chinatown in Liverpool.
Oh, really? Is it? I guess it's quite small. Yeah.
Well, so they have, it is the oldest and largest Chinese community in Europe.
What?
The Liverpool, because of the port, apparently. Oh, right? Interesting. But I thought it was really, because, yeah, they have quite a big Chinese population in Liverpool. But I thought the Chinatown bit, you walk past, I thought it was a really weird area. It was like, I think it's more that like, because in London there's a big Chinese community, but they're all like new immigrants. Whereas I think in Liverpool it's people who've been there since like the 40s.
Interesting.
So they're like proper like scouse.
Yeah, I have heard that before.
But like a lot of the restaurants, they look like they've been there for like 40, 50 years.
Apparently
a lot of them have shut down and been abandoned. So I thought it was a weird little ghost town, the Chinatown bit. It was sort of, I mean, I went in the daytime, but I was like, this is, I don't know, a lot of the restaurants look like they've been frozen in time. I was like, oh, this is weird.
Sometimes that's like a fascinating thing. Other times it's a bit, yeah. Like I love knocking around Chinatown and Soho and just getting like some bao buns or some dumplings. Yeah. It's really cool. It's interesting, but it still feels like very Chinese to the point where you go into a restaurant,
you know, you're gonna get bad service.
No, the thing, but that's where you get the best food.
Yeah, you get good food, bad service. Yeah,
the thing is, they're not catering to white people, they're catering to the Chinese community. Yeah. So it's quite a unique place because it's so touristy in London, but it's still very Chinese. It's fascinating.
Yeah, the food in Chinatown, it's more like closer to like Cantonese sort of
thing. Is like I love Chinese food, but the reality of that statement is I love the Chinese food that we get in the West. Do you know what I mean?
There are a lot now authentic Chinese restaurants.
Yeah, I feel
now
like
where you get stuff
to,
where
I've
it's
been to one or
yeah
two.
But yeah, British Chinese food is British Chinese food. Like, it's a whole cuisine in itself. Like, it's completely different.
But it obviously
one.
Comes from some traditional Chinese because you can see similarities sometimes,
but it mostly seems to come from like more like almost like Hong Kong style, which is, it's a bit more like sweet and salty, whereas like,
so here's a fun fact: in Ireland, if someone says let's get a curry, they mean Chinese.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's just been a thing.
So what do you say when you go to get like South Asian food?
You say you get Indian takeaway. Because like, of, you know, like Chinese curry sauce, the kind of yellowy brown kind of, it's really nice in some places. Most of the dishes in Ireland, like when I was growing up, you'd obviously have your black bean and your sweet and sour and your Szechuan, whatever. But most people just defaulted to chicken curry, beef curry, prawn curry. And it was that curry. Yeah. So that's how they say, like, you want a Chinese, you get a curry. It's just a little colloquialism. And then if you want, if it's Indian food.
It makes more sense to say curry for South Asian food. Because everything is even like, when you say Indian, because a lot of time it's Pakistani or Bangladeshi.
Yeah, no, that's but that's the thing. I think living in England now, I think looking at it, it makes more sense that curry is what curry is here, whereas in Ireland. But it's just, you know, just colloquially, like if I said to my auntie or whatever, oh, let's get a curry, she'd expect Chinese. It's that type of thing.
Or me, and we always say, I don't know why me and my friends say this. We used to be like, let's go kebab man. Like, instead of getting kebab, like kebab man.
Kebab man.
Like, I don't know, because it's like you get it from a man. Or we'd be like, oh, let's go to the thingy man, like where you get something from. So, like, let's say it's a vape shop, we'd be like, let's go to the vape man or something.
All right. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. But I mean, you call guys in kebab shop boss man. That's
well, that kind of became, I feel like that became this joke that people start, because they say boss man, like the Turkish guys, hey boss man, and then people start saying it back to them. Yeah. Hey boss man, it became a thing. Did I tell you about the Irish kebab shop?
No.
I personally think it's one of the best kebabs in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's subjective because some people hate it, but it's a late night kebab shop. But it's so big, it's like a chain just ran by whoever. It's like a franchise thing. The best pun of any restaurant you will ever hear in your entire life. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Abracababra.
I've seen that so many times.
Abracababra. It came to England once in the 90s and failed. So it used to be in
England. Definitely seen shops called Abracababra.
Not in England, apparently.
Oh, really?
Apparently, I think a few...
It's been trademarked or something.
Well, I guess so, because it's a big chain. It's quite a big chain in Ireland. Like, it's a chain, so, like, there's a lot of them around. They've lost loads of them in the last couple of years, but they're still hanging in there. But apparently, in the 90s and 2000s, they tried to open some in England and just didn't catch on. But I personally think it's the best kebab ever. And
you know, the best kebab you'll get will be in Berlin, if you go to Berlin.
Well, oh, my God, German doner kebab.
Yeah.
As in that chain in England. But, yeah, I'm going to Berlin soon,
yeah,
hopefully.
They do the best kebabs are in Berlin. But anyway, I think...
Kebabs and techno. Perfect.
Exactly. It's all you need. And lots of cocaine.
We should wrap it up.
Right.
Coming up to an hour and there's only 4 minutes left on the card.
Guys, merry fucking Christmas, you know? Treat people with respect, you know? Give desperate people money. Go to catbaker.co.uk. You know, throw some coins my way. You know, why not? You know, but also, I guess you could buy a homeless person a drink as well or something. I don't fucking know. But treat people well, you know. Happy New Year. Stay healthy. You know, don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive. You know, a lot of people do that at Christmas. Don't do that. Don't do that. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Happy Christmas.